Hello.
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 Hello. My name is Liz. I'm calling from Metro Research, and we are conducting a short opinion about, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and your opinion. Now, what is your age?
I'm 51.
Okay, and what state do you live in?
Massachusetts.
Okay, in which county?
Hampton.
Okay. Did you say Hampton?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you describe your race?
How would I describe what?
Your race.
African American.
Okay. What is the highest level of schooling that you have completed?
Just high school.
Okay. In a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts?
Right now, transportation issues. Right now, no, because I get around like I do by the service that I get around by, besides my aunt and uncle who carry me to the various places that I go to.
I don't understand. What is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts?
I'm guessing the bus system.
And what is your bus system? What is the issue?
I wouldn't say traffic is that bad, because not to me. I mean, of course, I'm not driving, so I couldn't give an exact opinion on that.
I'm sorry, did you say that you're driving?
No, I do not drive. No.
Okay, so what do you think is the most important transportation issue?
Well, maybe, just maybe, there's well-being that it's this time of season, and a whole lot of cars just out, and other various vehicles that need to be out, like from construction to subway to buses, and every other type and kind of vehicle that's on the road.
Okay, what grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey on transportation, including highways, roads, and bridges, public transportation like trains, subways, buses, and ferries, and walking and biking, A, B, C, D, or F?
A.
Okay, and the MBTA provides subway, bus, train, and ferry services throughout eastern Massachusetts. What grade would you give Governor Healey for her handling of that of the MBTA, A, B, C, D, or F?
A.
Okay. Massachusetts has 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus service outside the MBTA service area. What grade would you give Governor Healey for her handling of the regional transit authorities? A, B, C, D, or F?
A.
Okay, the Massachusetts State Legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sideways, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. What grade would you give the state legislature for their handling of transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts? A, B, C, D, or F?
Probably a B.
B, okay. thinking about traffic on the roads and highways in the part of the state where you live, would you say traffic now is better than it was before the start of the pandemic in March 2020, worse than it was before the pandemic, or about the same?
Traffic is about the same.
Okay. How safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? If you do not engage in the activity, please just say so. Ride a bicycle, very safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
Well, unfortunately, I can't say anything on that one because I had no bike.
Okay, what about take the MBTA commuter rail?
Well, I haven't taken that rail in a good graces of sakes. Wow. It's been some years since I took the MBTA, so I can't give
Okay, what about take a public bus? How safe?
Yes, well, I have taken the bus and right now I'm using the MBTA bus van service, so that's definitely good.
Okay, how safe do you feel? Very safe? Somewhat unsafe. Okay. What about walk around your community? How safe?
Very safe.
Okay. What about drive or ride a car on local roads?
Safe, yeah.
Very safe or somewhat safe?
Very safe.
Okay, what about take the MBTA subway?
Well, I haven't taken the MBTA subway yet, so I can't get a quote on that.
Okay, and what about drive or ride a car on the highway?
Well, that would definitely be a very high number, yeah.
Very safe, somewhat unsafe. Okay. You said you do not ride a bike. Are any of the following reasons why you don't ride a bike? Poorly maintained bike.
At the time that I did have a bike, it got stolen, and I just haven't never had the time to get one yet. So.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you about a different topic. Governor Healey has proposed a new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the bill would let cities and towns charge a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale above $1 million. Cities and towns could use the money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing. How much would you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale over $1 million. Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strong support.
Thank you. Thank you. We're almost done. Last few questions are for statistical purposes only. How many cars, if any, does your household own or lease? 1, 2, 3, or 4 more?
Three.
Okay. Do you own or rent your home, or do you have another arrangement, like living with a family member or student housing?
I'm living with the uncle. He owns his house.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed full-time, employed part-time, or not currently employed?
I'm employed part-time.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, does your employer offer any of the following? A free transit pass for employees, a discounted transit pass, pre-tax transit benefits, or deducting the cost of transit passes from employees' paycheck? Or no, my work doesn't offer any discounts for transit passes?
Well, I think I get a discount on the tickets that I do get, so I think that comes in there. The NVTA that gives me a discount on.
Do you get a transit pass through work? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Does your work offer any form of parking free or paid for employees?
Well, I take the MBTA, so I don't necessarily park mine. I catch a ride, the ride lets me off, and I get off, and I simply wait for the ride to come and get me later on. So, no parking on that affair with me.
How often do you work from home right now? Every work day, a few times a week, a few times a month, less than once
every,
a month?
Right now it's up to 3 days a week,
okay.
A weekday.
When you commute to work, how do you do so? Take the MBTA subway, take a ferry, drive, take the commuter rail, take a bus, public bus, or walk or ride a bike.
Take the MBTA bus service to everywhere. Well, especially to work. Yeah, it takes me to work and back home.
And why do you commute the way you do?
What do I do? What, at my job?
Why do you commute the way you do?
Well, how do I commute there?
Why? Yeah, why do you ride a bike?
Why?
Yeah.
To get to work, pretty much, yeah.
Why do you do so? Why do you commute to work the way you do?
Well, that's the one
why
way I
can get. Why do you ride the bus?
Because the service that I use, that service is like somewhat like a personalized service that takes you from your home to your job and picks you up from your job to take you back home.
In politics today, which would you consider yourself, Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Definitely Democrat. Democrat, Democrat.
Okay. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000. 50 to 75, 70 to 100, 100 to 150, or more than $150? $150,000.
I think it might have been household wise, maybe 750,000.
Okay. What is your zip code where you live?
01119.
That concludes our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.